Sorry, I totally forgot I was recording. I needed to... Look, this is the Simpleton Reviews podcast. We reviewed Poor Old Lou's Sin, the digitally remastered edition. Check it out.
Welcome back to the Simpleton Review. We have so much fun in games here, you will never know what happens behind the scenes, and you don't want to. This week, we are reviewing Poor Old Lou's album that is the 25th anniversary, although it's been longer than 25 years. Sin, that's the name of the album. Sin, that's it. That's the name. I hate it when people say that. But anyway, all right. So, yes, there's a little bunny right there, and it's kind of like basically they used a what do you call those things? Peep?
Peep.
They used bunnies. A peep for the album cover of their album. So Poor Old Lou was a pioneering alternative Christian band based in the American Northwest. They experimented in a variety of sounds, particularly grunge and funk and psychedelic rock. Consisted of Scott Hunter on vocals, Jesse Sprinkle on drums, Aaron Sprinkle on guitars, and Nick Barber on bass. Fantastic album. They were they were probably one of the defining alternative rock bands of the Christian music scene back in the 90s. They were originally on Alarma Records before Alarma closed their doors, and then they jumped over to Tooth and Nail. The name refers to, of course, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, in which Lucy, or Lou, returns from Narnia and tells her brother Peter. Peter doesn't believe her story, however, and responds patronizingly, "Poor old Lou, hiding and nobody noticed." Yes, so that's where the name comes from. Just a little trivia there for those of you who like trivia. So, Charlie, you and I are big fans of Poor Old Lou. So we're going to be a little biased going into this review. But why don't you go ahead and tell me, what do you think of Poor Old Lou's Sin? And try to, you know, I guess, give me some ideas of what you thought about the 25th anniversary edition. Or the deluxe remastered edition.
The deluxe remastered. Mm-hmm. Yes. So I really like this album. This is probably the first. It was the first taste I had of Poor Lou, mm-hmm. Because I didn't find out about him until when this one came out. Because I saw the album cover and was like, "This is an album I got to buy just because the artwork says everything."
Yeah, yeah.
It is like totally joy in sound, but it is talking about deeper issues and mm-hmm. and like. When people think of like the Peeps Bunny, you mm-hmm. know, and that's the whole point here is yeah. is that those things are awful.
Yeah,
the Diane and make them taste awful, and that is just like the worst thing ever. And so it totally describes the sin as like totally sweet, but totally like bitter after.
Yeah,
a bit.
But people indulge in them. That's right, they indulge in it.
Exactly.
Right.
So, but I mean, yes, I am very biased about this album. I listen to it at least a couple times every year. Mm-hmm. It is one of the few albums that I actually listen to all the way through every year, at least a couple times. And so this is a topper for me. I love funk music and that it mixed with the grunge era. Mm-hmm. I mean, because grunge was just starting to fade out. It was like became popular. So all the grunge artists were tired of it. Mm-hmm. And so these guys popped out and just blew everybody away.
Yeah,
it's not a fan. It's not a favorite of everybody, but I like fast music, moving music, and even the slow tracks on this have a bit of click to them. So
that's true.
Good fun.
That's true.
The remaster, actually, I kind of like the original a bit better, because the whole premise of this album was for them as a recording artist was to use only the instrumentation and everything that they could do live. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I of course I've been reading up on this because, you know, being a sucker for this album,
yeah,
I put in a bunch of money on their GoFundMe kind of on their
there you go.
to get it done, uh-huh. you know. So I wanted to make sure this happened, so I put a bit of money on it, and so I was happy. And the sound is a lot more controlled. The original sounded a little bit more free. You could hear a lot more clash and a lot more like dissonance. Which to musicians probably drives them crazy, but for fans like trying to get the live experience, that was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Doesn't take away from the songs though, and it was really nice to have all the extras of like demos and all the perks of live cuts and everything. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, right, for sure. Good. Yes. Lemuel, how about you? You have never really heard this album all the way through. You do not have the nostalgia that Charlie and I have for this album. So tell me, what did you think of hearing this album, even though it's almost it's pushing 30 years old at this point.
I mean, it's a fun album. I really like the sound a lot. Like Charlie said, the grunge, like funky sound is very cool. But I in particular like the song Slow that starts off with this nice little bass riff. It's like towards the end of the album, and it's kind of a change of pace because the rest of the album's pretty like in your face going for it. So I like that change of pace. Bones Are Breaking is kind of fun because it starts off like a little ballad and then immediately just starts going in and going as hard as they can. Very nice.
Yes.
And then the only thing I noted, and it could have just been my speakers, it felt like the vocals, especially in the first song, sounded like it was a little bit underwater for me. So I don't know. I don't know if that's the remaster. I don't know if that was just my speaker being goofy or what. But.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I never really thought that it sounded underwater. I like Poor Old Lou. They were probably one of the most influential bands in alternative Christian music for me, as well as, you know, I guess you could say Christian music wide. They definitely were. And really beyond that, they're the sound of Poor Old Lou transcends just Christian music genre. They should have been, in my mind, talked about with some of the greater bands that came out of the Seattle scene. I mean, look, I would not, they could have stood their own playing up against somebody like Pearl Jam or Alice in Chains easy back in that day. They really could have. They came from the same scene. They're from the same city. They easily could have done that kind of a performance. Sin is a fantastic album. So I'm going to go in a couple of things that actually bug me about Poor Old Lou here. One thing that bugs me is honestly, I am not the biggest fan of Scott Hunter's voice. He is not my favorite vocalist for Poor Old Lou. I would rather listen to Aaron Sprinkle sing any time of the day. And so Aaron Sprinkle sings on at least one song on Sin. I believe it's at least one. And I love his voice, the way it sounds. I love Aaron Sprinkle actually put out a couple of solo albums as well. Fantastic stuff. Good stuff. How many?
What? It's like five or more.
Is it really? Yeah. Aaron Sprinkle is incredibly talented man. But beyond that, that's just a minor detail. It's not like I hate it. It's not like I just want to throw it away when I listen to it. Obviously, Poor Old Lou is one of the best. The other thing, working in a Christian bookstore that I always found was interesting too with Poor Old Lou, was that they re-released their albums all the time. Like, there was almost no new music from Poor Old Lou. It was just this remix or a repackaged version of an album, or, you know, throw these four songs on this record. And I don't think it was Poor Old Lou that did that. I think it was the record labels that did that. You know, it wasn't Poor Old Lou that did that. So that's another complaint. One of the funny things is, this is another story, but I went to, there used to be this Christian alternative festival that was in the Northwest called Tom Fest. And I had the chance and the opportunity to go to the very first Tom Fest in 1995. And there were 66 bands. They all sounded the same because they were all punk rock, except for about maybe five or six of those bands. There was Folds Endura that was there, which I was in love with those people that were in that band. There was Starflyer 59. There was a band called...
your favorite.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, they're okay.
I'm sure they were okay. Live.
Oh, man, they're amazing live. And Folds Endura was really good live, too. Poor Old Lou. Poor Old Lou was amazing live. And Scott Hunter can play the living crap out of those tambourines, man. Holy crap. I have never seen, even in a Pentecostal church, I've never seen somebody play those tambourines as ferociously as Scott Hunter did that day, man. It was amazing. I loved every minute of it. It was fantastic. Yeah, Poor Old Lou was great in concert. They were fantastic. So we're going to drop our scores. And so kind of base your scores. I know it's hard to separate what you love about Poor Old Lou to this digitally remastered version, but give me your score, if you can, based wrapped around in what Sin is, the album, not you know, the verb, and then what the digitally remastered album is for you. What do you think, Charlie? What's your score?
Okay, so for the album Sin, to get as a whole, it's a five.
Okay,
I mean, it's like one of my favorite albums of all time.
Okay.
And but as a remaster and with the new sounds, I'd have to bring it down to a four.
Okay.
Just because I didn't like the changes in it, it wasn't like, because I have listened to a couple of remasters that have come out from the Christian scene, like Adam Again's Dig album. Mm-hmm. That is another one I really like. Mm-hmm. And that remaster sounded fantastic. It brought out the bass. It brought out some guitar parts mm-hmm. that you couldn't quite hear the same. Mm-hmm. This one didn't like really change the sound other than there was a lot more control. And it's probably because they went from straight analog tapes to digital.
Sure.
Is what I'm thinking. And it didn't like bring out anything new. Mm-hmm. So what it did do is bring a lot of attention to an album that is fantastic.
That's fair.
So I'll go from a 5 to a 4.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's okay. That's a good, good score. I like that. You know, and that's the thing about Poor Lou, like you said, the rawness of the original, that I think that's what you start missing just a little bit. 'Cause you said like, it's refined. It feels like it's more highly compressed, I think, than the original album was. And that you do lose that, especially when you're trying to get that gritty, raw nature of what that album was originally. Lemuel, what about you?
I gave it a 3.5.
Okay.
Still certifiable. I liked it, but I don't know. Just wasn't really feeling it as much, I guess.
All right, that's fair. So 3.5 from the Nexter. Keep that in mind. He wasn't even born when his parents weren't even married when this album came out. Let's just put it that way. All right. Okay, so I am going to give the album a 3.5, just based on a couple of the little critiques that I've always had about Poor Old Lou and the fact that it is this digitally remastered, because I totally agree with what Charlie said. So 3.5, but that does mean that Poor Old Lou's Sin digitally remastered version is Simpleton certified. Heck yeah. And it very well deserves it. And if they toured again, and I hope they tour again, because I would love to see them again in concert. They'd be amazing. I'd go. Would you go, Charlie? Road trip!
Absolutely.
Let's do it! Hey, guys.
Road trip! Yeah!
Thanks, guys, so much for joining us here at the Simpleton Review. We look forward to talking with you next week. Please check out our website. You can find out all the vital information you want about us there at the website, simpletonreview.com. You can find our podcast, our videos. You can find a link to our merch page where you can buy awesome t-shirts and stickers and all that kind of fun stuff. You can also join and become a patron and support this amazing work we do here. Okay, that was a joke, amazing. People. That was a joke, all right? But we'd love to have your support. You can join tiers, monthly tiers from $1 all the way up to $100. And we have amazing prizes to go with that, perks, as it were. So please, join us there. We look forward to talking to you next week. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Simpleton Review. Bye-bye.
Bye.